Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Fact checker Rusty, on it again. We're doing that list of the most played songs on classic rock radio this year. Chris Tim said, we didn't hear any Led Zeppelin. Their top entry, we only did the top 20. Led Zeppelin was number 31 with Black Dog.
Black Dog, not Rock and Roll.
No. And Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen was number 23. So they didn't crack the top 20 either. Huh.
So take that, people.
Yep.
Who always say, oh, here's Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, that's right.
Well, that was the joke forever and ever. It was Stairway and Freebird.
Yeah. Always Stairway to Heaven. Were there more songs, like those songs are from the 70s, of course, even late 60s, some of them. In thinking back on the list, I don't recall, were there more newer, like this one was 86. And like the Guns N' Roses at number 2 and 3 were, what, 80, 87, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more in the 80s now than the 70s. I can't remember the ones past that.
Yeah, for a time, you know, it was Layla, you know, but that's 1971.
Yeah, and I remember when our colleague Pete Bunch worked here. We're classic rock. You know Pete. Great afternoon guy. Always scared me. Great deep voice.
Yeah, he was the real thing.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'm not. He said what he thought and was usually right, and I always backed down to him.
Yes.
Because why? Because he had great voice and was authoritative. And
he was honest.
He was honest.
And direct.
And yes. Yes.
I find the word authoritative is often used instead of the word asshole.
No. He was the real deal, as Chris Dim said. He was real. And he said to me once, if I have to play the Allman Brothers Band again, I'll throw up. And so I think of it every time we play it, which is about once every 2 hours.
Yeah. Little Ramblin' Man.
He's like,
here's Melissa.
Yeah. Ramblin' Man was the one. He goes,
yeah.
For God's sake, how many times can I play Ramblin' Man? Well, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's a common lament among disc jockeys.
Well, of course,
you know, because we hear the songs way more than the average person.
That's right. That's right. But I had a disc jockey tell me at a convention once, and I'll never forget it. He said, so many disc jockeys.
How did you get here?
Yeah.
I thought you were the valet. No wonder my bag isn't in my room.
Yes. I'll never forget what he said to me. I have a Bloody Mary.
Orange whip. Orange whip. Okay. Three orange whips.
I'm a DJ. I'm one of you. No, you can't be. You're never what?
Well then where's the Coke?
Yeah, I never.
Where are the whores?
I never went out.
Yeah.
Other DJs have said that to me. Where are the whores? Ha 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 ha. No, seriously. Where are the whores? I need some Coke and a whore. I was a top 40 DJ.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for the panels.
You know, I was there for the panels. We do occasionally a convention and they're learning experiences. And I loved going. I've been to a couple in Atlanta, been to Chicago. These are big time. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. Okay, yeah, with all the greats. That's when I wore my seersucker suit. Mm. You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Heads turned, jaws dropped when I walked into that ballroom. With that seersucker on, can only imagine.
Was that Fatlock?
Okay, so that I don't appreciate that. That's right, Fatlock, and the show was a hit at the time.
And you were heavier.
And I was heavier, and I was wearing a seersucker suit that my mother bought me and said, if you want to make an impression, put on this. And I did. And I did make an impression. I think the Michael Jordan getup that I had in the eighth grade when I walked in wearing all red and black, is the most embarrassed I've probably ever been at something I've been wearing, other than like costume. And then the second time was when I was wearing that seersucker suit in a room full of DJs in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
it was not seersucker season.
Oh, council's arrived.
Yeah, I shouldn't have worn that. Anyway, a DJ told me, he said, I'll never be jaded about this business because I get to do what I love every day around people that support me. So why would I ever be jaded about this? You know, all we're doing is...
What company did he work for?
Well, that was a long time ago. I know that. That was about...
Before the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... We did some things later that maybe we want to have back. And he said to me, I'll never be jaded because you get great support and you do what you love. You're sitting here in front of a radio board, talking and playing music. And I said, that's right. Why would I ever be jaded?
Speaking truth.